Summer is upon us. You would know that if you'd stepped outside any time in the last couple days. And as summer approaches, youth art camps are already filling up at Illinois Art Station. As the Art Center rounds the bend on one full year since moving into their new home on Vernon Avenue, new leadership by a familiar face in the Twin Cities art scene is returning the nonprofit to its community roots and reigniting the Youth Mural Project for the first time since 2019. WGLT Arts correspondent Lauren Warnicki has more.
Illinois Art Station's Youth Mural Project kicks off June 28th. The public art initiative brings together youth, police officers, and community leaders for 2 weeks of art making, culminating in a July 9th public unveiling and performance in front of the new mural. Previous youth mural projects resulted in murals on Constitution Trail near Washington Street and at the intersection of West Market Street and Morris Avenue in Bloomington. The project's multiple organizational partners include Artolution, the BCIA, Cultural Arts and Humanities, District 87 Schools, and the Bloomington Police Department, to name a few.
We are really looking to emphasize how any member of our local community and elsewhere creates safe spaces. And what does it mean to be safe, to feel safe, to make others feel safe?
That's Executive Director Hannah Johnson, who spoke to WGLT on just her second day on the job.
With our young artists and with our officer artists, we can do some relationship building. We can create something really beautiful and impactful and that will continue to inspire dialogue and conversation.
Johnson succeeds Laura Jaster, who was executive director for less than 2 years. As the leader of the fledgling nonprofit initially associated with Illinois State University, Johnson, a Bloomington native, previously worked as the education program coordinator at the McLean County Museum of History. Johnson says she sees the switch to visual arts as a natural extension of her upbringing. As the child of two theater artists immersed in Bloomington Normal's arts scene, the arts were simply part of Johnson's DNA.
And it was almost like when I would go over to other friends' homes, right, growing up, you then realize like, oh, not everybody's walls are covered with, you know, great artists or local artists or that sort of thing. And so you kind of start piecing together like, oh, our situation might be a little unique.
Johnson attended District 87 schools, graduated from Bloomington High School, and has 2 degrees in history, one from Illinois Wesleyan and one from Illinois State. Prior to her work at the McLean County Museum of History, she did internships with the David Davis Mansion and the Dr. Joanne Rayfield Archives.
Being in history ed, again, history being so encompassing and being able to embrace or dive into topics that relate to the arts or relate to politics or economics or any matter of things. But what's so great about the McLean County Museum of History is that it's all local, right? And so you're kind of building community, you're building identity as you're moving through it. And so that's, you know, what really captured my interest and built on my previous experience.
What really prompted you to want to be in that leadership role, making sure that this place stays viable financially?
The number of hats that I was able to wear while at the History Museum absolutely prepared me for this role here. You know, at any moment I can be pulled into a program and, you know, all of a sudden I'm art making with kiddos. And then the next minute I could be, you know, meeting with a donor or, you know, submitting a grant. And in so many ways, that was very much the relationship that I had with work at the History Museum.
But what is your sense of the kind of thrust of support and enthusiasm, especially for in-person programming in the new building? I mean, we're still not quite there with vaccinations for kids, and what, if any, hit the pandemic took on Illinois Art Station?
One unique element of, you know, the current moment that we're in is that Illinois Art Station has always had local support in terms of folks in the leadership role. However, I'm the first one to be a Bloomingtonian. That's not criticism of anyone who's come before. I think it's a testament to the desirability, you know, and the enthusiasm around this organization that people literally were willing to move and uproot their lives to come and serve and lead this organization. But I'm really hopeful that some of what I can bring in are those community connections and just, you know, it it's taken me 30 plus years, right, to put together this big picture. And so I'm really hopeful that we can kind of see where, you know, what piece of the puzzle Illinois Art Station is, along with our other local arts partners.
We were walking through the gallery upstairs, and you mentioned really just the importance of showcasing and legitimizing children's art. I wanted to hear a little bit, you know, about why kids specifically, why you've kind of invested most of your career on kids' education.
There is always potential in any kiddo. And I feel like even on the worst day, right, even that kid who is like the grumpy Gus in the room, you know you can turn it around.
That was Hannah Johnson, the new executive director of Illinois Art Station. Spots are still available for Smarts Camp, designed for neurodiverse 11 to 14-year-olds. And the Youth Mural Project's community unveiling and performance will take place on July 9th. I'm Lauren Warnicki.
You can learn more about Illinois Art Station's summer programs at illinoisartstation.org.